Well, one would have to say that the July crop production supply and demand estimates for soybeans was a neutral to the marketplace. Didn't really bring in a lot of new news into the soybean market. We already knew we were going to be looking at an increase in production, and it was likely we were going to see a little bit of change on the demand side. But other than that, we weren't looking for much of a change. Acres came in a little bit higher than expected in the June 30th report. Stocks came in pretty close to expectations. When it was all said and done, what we did see happen for old crop, USDA came in and increased exports by 10 million bushels, and they increased seed by 1 million bushel. They decreased residual by 1 million, virtually leaving ending stocks to decline by 10 million for old crop to 330 million bushels. That was 9 million bushels below expectations. Over on the new crop side, USDA, as expected, increased planted and harvested acres by 700,000. They left yield unchanged at 53. That did increase production by 40 million bushels, putting it at 4.475 billion, which was about 13 million above expectations. On the demand side, we did see exports increased by 30 million bushels. So the net change was no change to the ending stocks estimate for new crop soybeans, keeping stocks at 310 million bushels, which was 22 million bushels below expectations. So overall, the numbers were kind of neutral as far as soybeans were concerned. On the world stage, not much changed. World stocks were estimated at 124.2 million metric ton. That was down 1 million metric ton from expectations and about 700,000 from last month. The real big change was we did see both old crop and new crop imports of soybeans to China increase by 1 million metric ton. As I mentioned, overall, this was neutral to the soybeans.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.